USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Joe Biden is sending his national security advisor for talks with a senior Chinese official in Rome as concerns grow that China is amplifying Russian disinformation in the Ukraine war and may even be helping Russia evade punishment from economic sanctions. The talks between National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan and Senior Foreign Policy Administrator Zhang Yiqi will center on efforts to manage the competition between our two countries and discuss the impact of Russia's war against Ukraine on global security. A woman stabbed her date, whom she had met online, in retaliation for the 2020 death of an Iranian military leader killed in an American drone strike. Nika Nikubin has been charged with attempted murder and battery with a deadly weapon, as well as burglary. Nikubin met the man on a website. The pair then agreed to meet at Sunset Station Hotel. Nikubin is scheduled to appear in court for a preliminary hearing. This is USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Republican U.S. senators are imploring the Biden administration to reverse course and allow the transfer of Poland's MiG fighter jets to the Ukrainians to fight the Russian invasion. A sign the Defense Department's rejection of the offer may be running into steep resistance on Capitol Hill. Republican Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
This administration has been a step behind every step of the way.
40 GOP senators signed on to a letter from Senators Joni Ernst from Iowa and Mitt Romney from Utah, urging President Biden to answer the plea from Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky, who told lawmakers if the U.S. couldn't help with a no-fly zone, it could at least send more planes so they could fight the battle with Russia themselves. The national average price for gas did not go up for the first time in over 2 months, holding steady at $4.32 a gallon on average nationwide. 1 year ago today, we were looking at $2.85 a gallon. Highest prices on the West Coast, with California leading the way. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention now says this season's flu vaccine offers very small protection against mild cases of influenza. Against the most common flu strain circulating this season, the flu shot only reduced a person's chance of getting a mild case by 16%, which is considered not statistically significant, according to the CDC authors of the study, though the shots could offer some minor protection against more severe illness. The number of people worldwide who have died because of the pandemic in its first 2 years may total more than 18 million, according to a new study. That's three times more than the global death toll from COVID-19 that's been reported, which crossed 6 million earlier this week. New research published in the peer-reviewed journal called The Lancet analyzed data from 74 countries and 266 states and territories between January 1st, 2020 and December 31st, 2021. The scientists calculated excess deaths, a measure of how many more people died than would be expected had the pandemic not occurred. That means the estimate accounts for both people killed by COVID directly, confirmed and undiagnosed cases, as well as those deaths that may be indirectly attributed to the pandemic. Examples in the latter category include people with serious medical conditions who were unable to seek timely care because hospitals were full or overburdened, people who died by suicide, and those who died due to a lack of essential services. Hope you remember to move your clocks forward. Reporting for USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.